Cecil, please.
No, I won't do it.
I wouldn't desert you if you needed help.
I can't help. Besides, I don't need help.
But you said that you would.
Well, I've changed my mind.
Well, that's a woman's privilege.
I won't make another monkey out of myself.
Why another, Cecil?
And I don't like that last snicker either.
I don't see why you should get all worked up to a lather.
I won't, that's all. I'm not going to stutter around anymore over the phone.
Oh, Cecil, please. I'll do something nice for you sometime.
What?
I'll make you some fudge.
Big treat. The only thing that you can do is keep your uncle from getting so happy that he gives his false teeth away.
Oh, this will never happen again, Cecil. Won't you please phone for me?
You phone yourself.
But, Cecil, everyone can't understand me.
Well, let your uncle phone. It's his teeth that are lost.
Oh, goodness, you should hear him talk. He sounds like he had a mouthful of mush.
I get it in the neck every time something happens over at your house. I always come over just as the axe falls.
Please, Cecil, here's the phone. Call up these people and ask them if Uncle Thomas insisted that they keep his false teeth for him last night.
Oh, Sally, I don't want to. It's embarrassing.
Please, Cecil. It's for me and for Uncle Thomas, too.
Yeah. Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country, ha!
Oh, Cecil, you're so nice and obliging. Go ahead. We must get this over with.
Sally, I don't like this. I feel like a donkey phoning these people.
Cecil, you don't know how a donkey feels.
Well, it don't feel so good, I know that. Why don't you wait till tomorrow? That's it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Cecil, Uncle Thomas wants to eat before tomorrow.
Well, let him eat oatmeal and drink milk.
He wants to be able to talk.
Let him write notes. Think of all the deaf and dumb people that never have talked.
But Cecil, Uncle Thomas isn't deaf and dumb.
Well, he certainly pulled the dumbest trick I've ever heard of.
Why, Cecil, a little while ago you insisted that it was funny.
Well, I've changed my mind again. I didn't know that the joke would be on me.
Cecil, it's no joke, and we're just wasting time stalling around here.
Well, isn't that too bad?
Yes, it is. It's too bad.
Well, what do you expect me to do about it?
Well, be a nice boy and phone up these people for me and find Uncle Thomas's teeth for him.
Oh, golly. Oh, I guess I'll have to. What did I come over here for tonight, anyhow?
To see me. Didn't you?
Yeah. And look what I ran into. A regular intrigue.
What's that, Cecil?
That's what I ran into. All this phoning and asking strangers dumb questions.
Here. Here's the next person on the list.
You mean victim. Who is it?
Westlock, 0022. That's easy.
Who is it?
Mr. Haddock. Go ahead, call him, Cecil.
Oh, I've got stage fright. Look at my handshake.
Go ahead, Cecil. Westlock, 0022.
Oh, stop urging me to my doom. Come on, Sleeping Beauty. Westlock, 0022. Yeah. How many more, Sally?
Only two more left, Cecil.
Hello. May I speak to Mr. Haddock, please? Yeah. All right.
Is he there, Cecil? I hope he has them.
She's going to call him.
Who answered the phone, Cecil?
I don't know. Some woman.
Was it a young voice or an old one?
Oh, how do I know? Maybe it was a Polly parrot.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. What's the matter, Cecil? Isn't he there yet?
No. They're waiting for him to return from South Africa. I'm holding the line.
Oh, Cecil, this is no time to joke.
I know it, so stop doing it.
Hasn't he answered yet?
Yes. We're carrying on a lengthy conversation.
Oh, you are not, or I could hear you.
Well, keep still, then.
Well, you don't have to be so rude. Goodness, you have a nasty disposition.
I have not.
You have, too.
Oh, you're off your wavelength.
What'd you say?
I said you're broadcasting off your wavelength. Is that clear? Oh, hello. Oh, no, I was talking to someone else. Mr. Haddock, did you go to a party last night that Mr. Thomas Smith went to? I want to know, me? I'm phoning for Mr. Smith. Well, did you see any false teeth around after the party? No, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Another false alarm.
Oh, goodness, we must find them. Two more left.
Oh, it'll probably be the last number that we call. They'll have them.
Well, let's don't call that number last. Let's call it first.
How can you call the last number first? Last one call would be the last. Who's next?
Here's, Hayview 1313, Mr. Lyon.
Uh-oh. 213's in that number. Hayview 1313. Right. Well, one more anyhow. And you can bet that it'll be... Hello, Mr. Lion? Have you got some teeth? Huh? Hello? I said, huh? Who? Hey, wait a minute. Let me get a word in. Who? Hop Sing. What? Oh, go iron your nightshirt. Hey, you gave me the wrong number, Sally. That was a Chinese laundry. I think I started a tongue war. What's the right number?
I made a little mistake. It's 1319.
Have you 1319. Thanks. I made a big mistake when I agreed to do this. Come on, get on the boat. Oh, hello. Mr. Lyons, I'm looking for a set of false teeth that we thought that were given to somebody that went to the party. No, sir. This is a... Hello? Darned old crab.
What'd he say, Cecil? Did he have them?
He said that he'd gone to bed, and this was a long way from April the 1st.
Well, I wonder what he could have manned.
I guess he meant that he didn't like it. Is this the last number?
Yes, this is all. Well, we'll find them there. Isn't it funny that it would be the last one?
Yeah, it's killing. I can't stand it. What's the number?
Well, it's all settled now. We'll have to jump in Ben Hur and run right over and get them.
Can you tell me who to call so I can tell them we'll be over?
Here, it's Brandhurst 2222.
Oh, four twos.
No, 2222.
Brandhurst 2222. Oh, I've never seen it fail. The last card or thing that you're looking for is the right one. Who is this, Sally?
It's Mr. Schwarzenhauser.
Schwarzenhauser? Oh, what a name. Hello, Mr. Schwarzenhauser. Huh? Oh, wait a minute. Who do I want to talk to, Sally? Oscar, Adolf, Fritz? He's calling the roll.
Oh, the papa of the family.
Mr. Schwarzenhauser, Sr. Oh, well, this is, we're phoning for the teeth that Mr. Smith gave you last night to sort of keep for him, and we'll be right over and get them. And we want to thank... I said, we'll be right over and get the set of false teeth. Yeah, teeth. You've got them, haven't you? Well, you don't want them. He didn't mean to really give them away. No, sir. No, I'm not getting fresh. All right, I'm sorry. Goodbye. He hasn't got them.
Oh, but he must have, Cecil. Call him again.
He hasn't. He got kind of mad. Well, that's all.
Oh, Cecil, we'll have to start all over again. Someone who was there is keeping Uncle Thomas's teeth for him now.
Any old time I go over that list again.
Any time won't do. It has to be tonight.
Well, I've got an important date I just remembered.
Oh, Cecil, poor Uncle Thomas. What can we do?
It's his fault. He should remember who he gave them to.
Uncle Thomas will just die when I tell him we couldn't find them.
Well, I did my part. And I'd rather be shot than do it again.
I'll bet one of those people have the teeth and are just keeping them.
What would anyone want with a set of false teeth?
Well, they might come in handy for lots of things.
Yeah, to scrape apples and things. Oh, I'm tired of standing up.
Well, sit down there on the bench and let's think.
Shall I sit on this coat or whatever it is you've thrown here?
Oh, I don't care. Goodness, I've got to think of something.
Well, think of what a heck of a time I've had phoning all these... Ouch! Jump in, Mexican bean.
What's the matter, Cecil?
What have you got in this coat? Pins?
Not my coat. It's Uncle Thomas's.
Well, I sat on a mousetrap. Gosh.
In the pocket? Oh, Cecil, get it out and see.
All right. What a place to carry the... What the...
Oh, Cecil, the teeth. The teeth.
What are they doing in there?
Oh, goody, goody, goody. We found them. We found them. Oh, Cecil, you get all the credit.
What are his teeth doing in there? In the pocket of his top coat.
Why, someone at the party must have put them there, knowing that he wants them.